You're right.
Letter Vav. So we are getting up to the towards the end of the Torah Vav. This is a long way, but still, towards the end. We did most of the main parts of it. Now, Rabbeinu, he takes all that he learned until now, and he learned about how one diminishes his own kavod and gives kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright? How does he become the Aleph, right? The top Yud, the bottom Yud. I don't know if you guys remember all this. And, yeah. That the main tshuva is to be silent, remember? To be silent in the heart. To hear your bizayon, to be silent with it. So now Rabbeinu, he brings the story of Rabba Baba Chana in the Gemara. And he fits in all the story that he learned into the story of Rabba Baba Chana. I didn't hear anything clearly, but I heard like this, that Rabba Baba Chana, I think, came to Rabbeinu and asked him to interpret his stories, his one. And he told him, I'll teach you, and he told Rabbeinu all these things. So that's it. זה פירוש אמר רבא בבא חנה. זינה חדה, אבי הזינה, תמיד במדברה. One time we're going in the desert. חזינה, הנאווה הזה, שמיתן גדפיו משמניו. And we saw these אבזים, you know what אבזים are? Geese. Kosher. Right? That... so they saw these geese that they had their notzot, the feathers fell off because they were so heavy. A lot of fat. The feathers fell off. So much fat. The kanag de nachli de mishcha mituchtayu, and from under them they were so fat, there was the streams of fat, of oil, of fat from these. You never saw such a goose? No, me neither. The amen aleu, and I told these geese, Rabba Baba Chana said, itli minaych kul kalam adate. I asked them, do I have a chelek in Olam Haba with you, the geese? That's what Rabba Chana asked. Chad yadalya li atma, one of them picked up his leg. Chad yadalya li gadfa, and the other one picked up his wing. That was the answer. Okay. Ki atoy lekamed Rabbi Elazar, when I came from Rabbi Elazar, right? אמר לי, told me, עתידין ישראל יתן עליהם את הדין. עם ישראל are going to be judged for this, that because of our sins, Mashiach is not here yet. What does that mean? Because these geese having troubles now, they're very heavy and this, they have sorrow, right? They have tzar, right? And that's because Mashiach is not here. Because Mashiach will be here, everything will be okay. Everything will be fine. No suffering anymore. The world will be okay, normal, but no suffering anymore. So it's because of us that we're still sinning. At least these geese are still suffering. That's the story. There's a Rashbam, who's the grandson of Rashi. He brings down the Shmitin Gatfayu, right? Their wings, their feathers are falling off. Shelahem Mirov Shumanan, because they were so heavy. Dalei Gatfayu picked up one wing. Remez, this is a hint. What will be your chelek for our Abba? That you're going to be judged for this also in Olam Abba. That what? Every sour in the world, I'll be judged for. Why? Because because of my sins, Mashiach's not here. Because of that, people are suffering still. Scary, huh? Let's see how Rabbeinu, he puts his whole limud into this weird story. Okay? We'll see. Shalach Rabbi Bachana lachkor amida tova shel anava. Rabbi Bachana went to investigate in this good characteristic of anava, humility. Shadam asim atzmo kamidbar ladush. A person puts himself like a desert, where everyone steps on it, in the desert. That's what it says in the story. We went to the desert. What does that mean? He went to see the people which are humble. That's the desert. Understand? V'ra'a chachamim. And he saw wise people. It says in the story, he saw geese. And the geese is a remez, it's a hint for the wise people. Like, where, how do we know that? Because the Gemara Bracha says, Moshe amru chachamim zichronam lebracha. If you see a goose in the dream, in a dream, so expect that you'll be smart. The Gemara Bracha says this. You see that the geese in the story, they hint to Chachamim, because if you see a goose, it means for wisdom. So if they saw the geese in the desert, that shows on Chachma, the son of Chachamim. The Shmitan Gatfayu. Yeah, so we know that their feathers are falling off in the fan. So Rambam says feathers, right? This is the Machlokes and Bizyonis that the Talmid Chachamim accept. Like it says, Ki Inatsu Anashim. Inatsu is the fight. We just had it in Parsha Shavua. This week we had it. Inatsu, they fought. The people fought. But Inatsu is also the same notion as Notza. Notza is a feather. Right? And also, yeah, Inatsu is a fight and a feather. So, Tamil Chachamim, which they were fighting, in the story, we had the geese that their feathers were falling off. Feathers is Notza. And the geese is the Tamil Chachamim. The feathers are falling off. Right? The feathers which are falling off are the fighting that they get fighting. People are giving them fighting and bizyonot, but they don't pay attention to it. Meaning they are silent when they get bizyonot. They're silent when they get bizyonot.
With the feathers.
What?
The feathers. The
feathers. It's a good thing, yeah. They got bizyonot and they were silent. That means the feathers fell off. That's the parallel. That's what made him chachamim. And who's a chacham? It says in the Mishnah Navas, Siag lachokma shtika. A barrier to the chachma is silent. You want to be a chacham? Be silent. The more you're silent, right? Ezra, you know this, right? You told me this. You know this from experience. Yeah.
See if you like the problems.
The Shmiti gan fayu. The Shmiti, we say that they're falling out, right? Leave alone. Even though people get hurt you, you don't give back anything. I know shelo itbael bano. You shouldn't itbael bano. I forgot I said that in English. You shouldn't come and demand your disgrace. No, why are you doing this to me? No, to be silent, right? That's what it says. Mishamnayu. Yeah.
Don't go on the offensive.
What's that?
Don't go on the offensive. say, what's I deserve offensive? This. I deserve.
I do deserve it?
No, don't say that.
Don't say I deserve it?
Don't say that. Don't go on the offensive. Say, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah. Oh, do I deserve
don't
it?
Don't answer back.
Yeah. So we said that through this, that they had also under the under them, they had oil pouring out, like streams of oil. So that is also chachma, because we learned that shemen is chachma. Right? They were so silent that they were such a sweet tzaddikim, even though they got disgraced, they had oil coming from out of them. What does that mean? They had chachma. They had real chachma. They were tamei chachamim. And also kavod. Kavod is also shemen. This is the pasuk. Ahavta tzedek, you love justice, but tisna aresha, and you hated wickedness. Al kem eshechacha. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu poured the oil on you, give you cover. Pour the oil on someone is giving him cover.
It's interesting. When oil is poured, it's very silent. You don't hear it.
Water, you hear more.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. That's the way. That's the nature of the oil.
I'm stopping with them one second. I'm just gonna say one vote and then I can't focus so much. That's a nice vote I heard. By the way, here is the outside of Ben Ish Chai.
Yeah.
100 and something years, 102 or
304. 104
years. And it says, "Makom shechlase, makom shein anashim ishtadel leot ish." Where there's no where people, a place where there's no people, you should be the man. Yeah, what does that mean? Literally means, let's say you come to shul, no one wants to be the chazan, and now because of that, now time is going by. Right? So you go be the chazan. Don't be you. Don't be now an anav. Oh, no, me. Right? There's empty time. People just start talking. Say it about Torah. Don't say it, me, who am I? You're right, who am I? But say. Don't, that's what it literally means. When there's no people there, you be the man. So my brother, he said this word very nice yesterday. He said, I don't understand, exactly the opposite. When there are people around, you have to not show yourself. Yeah? Opposite, I'm sorry. When the people are around, you have to be respectful, you have to be dressed nicer, because people are there, right? You can't come like the way, right? I come with my shirt in, you know, I come a little bit, because there's people here waiting, right? So when there's people around, you have to be respectful. When there's no one around, why should I be the man? I can do whatever I want, there's no one around, right? Opposite, instead of saying, right? What?
Hashem,
no people. So this is judgment, Hashem loves me. He said al chidush, he says no. This is what it means. In a place where there's no people, be the man. What's a man? What does it mean a man? What does it mean a man? Who's a man? You know who's the man in the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Vaish Moshe, Anav Meod, Mikol Adam Ashabinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the most Anav, the biggest Anav. Right? From all the people on the earth, on the face of the earth. That's what it says in the Pasuk. That's the man. Who's the man? Moshe Rabbeinu. What's Moshe Rabbeinu? We know he's an Anav. What's an Anav? Someone who davens all the time. Right? Someone who davens. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the biggest Anav. He always davens. Right? And he doesn't hold it himself at all. He's willing to, his name will be erased from Hashem's book and not destroy Am Yisrael. Right? He didn't hold himself at all, nothing. He was the man. So that's what it means when we said, Makom she'en anashim is a place where there's no people, right? Right? When you're in the field and there's no people, then you have to be a man. What does that mean? Man to daven. You find yourself suddenly that you're in a room and no one's here, right? There's no people around, then be the man. What's a man? Daven. That's a good man. So I bless us all. Elul, Hashem, we should merit to use our power of tefillah. It's Elul today. It's Yud Gimel Elul. Rosh Hashanah is in 17 days. 17 days.
You have to pray for
everything. Because I'm missing this person, the truth from myself. Tell me, what do you say? So, forgive me that I'm a little bit short today.